Harper. Thanks for joining us. Belleville City Council held a meeting last night. David Mundy spoke to council to ensure that proper social programs are put in place for the community as plans for the casino move forward. Haley Rose has more.
Reverend David Mundy represented over 300 local churches as he approached City Council last night to speak about concerns over the approval of the casino. After being denied the motion to speak the first time he approached council, he said he was quite confident that his request would have been granted yesterday.
Well, Councillor Denier made her case for not allowing me to speak, but every other councillor voted in favour, so I think they understood the intent of why I was here. I was not here to oppose the casino. I didn't suggest that they change their minds, and really, I was here on the assumption that the casino was going to go ahead, and so they needed to be responsible as a council and fulfill their duty to the citizens of this community.
The group Reverend Mundy represents wanted to ensure that proper programs and support networks are put in place in regards to the casino. Mundy said he did not expect that an immediate plan would be put into place, but he does hope that it goes further.
It'll be up to us to gently hold their feet to the fire, ask them whether they're going to take this a step further.
Haley Rose, QNet News, Belleville.
Belleville Councillor Paul Carr had questions for Mayor Tasso Christopher about how he handled last night's council meeting. During the debate last night, Tasso did not let Councillor Carr explain his motion ahead of the other councillors. Carr had a motion before council outlining what should be done with the money the city will receive from the casino once it is in business. The motion proposed that the money be split four ways, 85% to infrastructure reserve for capital projects. Other councillors wanted a staff report before making such a decision, and the motion was lost on a 6-3 recorded vote. One topic to be discussed at last night's council was a possible speed limit change on Front Street. The entire road is 50 kilometers per hour currently. The Traffic Advisory Committee has discussed moving that to either 30 kilometers an hour or 40 kilometers an hour. It is believed the change will make it safer for pedestrians. The Belleville Downtown Improvement Area is in favor of the changes. Ontario is promising a $100 million rebate program to help homeowners upgrade their furnaces, water heaters, and insulation, but there are no details just yet.
Environment and Climate Change Minister Glenn Murray says the goal of the $100 million plan is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and lower homeowners' natural gas bills. But details on the program, such as a start date, eligibility rules, and most important, the amount of financial help for homeowners, won't be announced for months. About 37,000 customers of Enbridge Gas and Union Gas can get home energy audits to identify energy-saving options, and after that, they'll be able to get some financial help to buy a new furnace, water heater, or insulation. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
On the heels of the sale of the Oak Hills Golf Course, two more local links are being put up for sale. Just one day after the sale of the Oak Hills Golf Course in Sterling, a course in the county and another in Tweed could be moved. That makes three local courses for sale all within the same year. The new owner of Oak Hills Course in Sterling is not known, and we also do not know what they intend to do with the property. Several conditions have to be met before the sale is finalized. Premier Kathleen Wynne says despite challenges, Ontario's on track to receive 10,000 Syrian refugees by the end of the month. The federal government is aiming to settle 25,000 refugees by the end of February, with about two-thirds expected to be government-assisted. Wynne says the refugee resettlement has been a remarkable success story, though she admits there have been some timing issues.
At this juncture, we can be confident that our combined efforts are working. Now, maybe not quite as quickly or as seamlessly as we would like in every single case. There will always be situations where there are refinements that are needed, but we are rising to the occasion.
About 7,000 Syrian refugees have already settled in Ontario since December 10th, and today the Premier announced details of some of the funding committed to helping them. A K-State woman is facing driving and tobacco charges after a traffic stop Saturday afternoon in Tayadanega Township. At 12:51 p.m., Napanee OPP stopped a car going eastbound on the 401. Inside the vehicle, officers found around 1,600 unmarked cigarettes. 42-year-old Natasha Moulton of Kingston was charged with driving while under suspension and possession of unmarked tobacco. She has a court date in late April. Belleville Public Library members are set to receive new cards. They will feature different designs and allow easier access to printer and photocopy funds. CEO Trevor Pross mentioned some of the other resources of the library offers at last night's City Council meeting.
Your library card gives you access to Quinte West Public Library as well, so that continues. And you also get access to all sorts of online content, free courses, digital streaming, movies, music, and all that we have to offer.
The library is having a launch event at 11 a.m. this Thursday, but cards can be switched over at any time. McDonald's has a huge announcement today. They announced the self-serve kiosk and table delivery services, as well as dedicated wait staff to improve customer experience. The McDonald's on North Front Street in Belleville is one of the outlets to feature the changes. The kiosks have touch screens that allow customers to choose their own style of meat. The company says that by 2017, the new features will be in place in most of the 1,400 McDonald's restaurants across the country. That's it for 91X at 4 o'clock. Sports is next.
This winter, step into nature with Quinte Conservation Areas. Take a break. Make time to connect with the sights and sounds of nature while you and your family get fresh air and exercise. Quinte Conservation Areas feature over 12,000 hectares of land to enjoy a relaxing nature hike, cross-country skiing, wildlife viewing, and so much more. Nature's bounty awaits. Escape today to one of 23 Quinte Conservation Areas close to home. For more info, visit quinteconservation.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Andrew Harper. Now time for sports. Now we're getting to the story that everybody's talking about in the NHL. Toronto Maple Leafs captain Dion Phaneuf has been traded to the Ottawa Senators as a part of a nine-player deal. Players that are going to the Leafs are Jared Cohen, Colin Greening, Milan Mikalic, Tobias Lindbergh, and a second-round draft pick in 2017. Players that are going to Toronto are Dion Phaneuf, Matt Frampton, Casey Bailey, Ryan Rupert, and Cody Donaghy. The Toronto Blue Jays landed a big deal last night. The Jays have signed AL MVP Josh Donaldson to a two-year deal worth nearly $29 million. Both sides were set for an arbitration hearing on February 15th due to $450,000 gap between the club and Donaldson. Donaldson posted a 297 batting average with 41 home runs with 103 RBIs to help the Blue Jays reach the playoffs for the first time since winning consecutive World Series in 1992 and 1993. The Toronto Raptors remain two games back of the Cleveland in the race for the best record in the East by topping the Detroit Pistons 103-89 in the Motor City. Kyle Lowry scored 25 for the Raptors. The Raptors have won 23 consecutive games while allowing fewer than 100 points. DeMar DeRozan scored 17 points for the Raptors, ending a streak of five games with at least 20. The Raptors have taken 14 of the last 15 games. The Raps are looking to finish off a strong by going to the All-Star break tomorrow against the Timberwolves. Now, last night in the NHL, Henrik Lundqvist made 27 saves to lead the New York Rangers on their first three-game winning streak since November with a 2-1 victory over the New Jersey Devils. The Red Wings blanked Florida 3-0. Pavel Datsyuk scored twice midway through the third period, and Peter Mrazek made 23 saves in his fourth shutout of the season. Mark Stone had two goals and an assist as the Ottawa Senators grounded the Lightning 5-1. And Sidney Crosby scored a pair of goals to extend his goal streak to a career-best seven games and added two assists to help the Pittsburgh Penguins continue their hot streak with a 6-2 win over the Anaheim Ducks. A very busy night in the NHL. We have a dozen games tonight, including Logan Couture and the St. Jose Sharks travel to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. Los Angeles is in Boston to take on the Bruins. Florida's at Buffalo to take on the Sabres. The Ducks are in Philly to take on the Flyers. The New York Islanders are in Columbus visiting the Blue Jackets. Tampa Bay is in Montreal to take on the Habs. Winnipeg Jets flew into St. Louis to take on the Blues. Washington is in Nashville. The Stars are in Minnesota to take on the Wild. McDavid and the Oilers are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. The Canucks are in Colorado to take on the Avalanche. And finally, the Leafs are in Calgary to put a start to their Western Canada road trip. That's it for sports. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now it's time for weather. It's 4 o'clock and minus 3 with a low of 6. Slightly snowing. Belleville's looking to get around 2 centimeters going into the night. That's it for QNET News. Remember to follow us on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. And remember to follow us also on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Andrew Harper. We'll see you at 5 o'clock.